Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi is here, too. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Dr. Tom Anastasi teaches leadership at Harvard University's School of Public Health. He is and also an MBA instructor at Daniel Webster College. He has worked with small business owners just like you for a long time, rubber meets the road kind of guy, one coach, one small business owner, one entrepreneur, across the table, you know, doing what he can face-to-face with small business owners, and you and I are the beneficiaries of his many years of doing that, and he's talking to us right now. Tom Anastasi, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Tom.
Oh, it's great to be back, as always.
Tom, one of the things that in the last few weeks, as you know, on our website and in our newsletter, we make available a poll question, a different poll question every week, and about over the last several months, we've asked probably two or three different ways, what's the most important thing on our small business owners' minds. And the one thing that keeps coming up is the number one thing the small business owners are concerned about or working the hardest on or you know, the thing they need the most, the number one thing is always sales, more sales. And now you and I both know, even if the economy were doing great, a lot of small business owners would say that. But in this not-so-great recovery that we're having right now, that's really the issue, isn't it?
It sure is, because in any business, sales is the only department that brings in revenue. Everything else supports the sales function.
Right.
And so everything else is overhead to sales. Of course, if you're in manufacturing, then manufacturing just as important. But it's the sales that drives everything.
Right.
And one of the things, when I talk to new entrepreneurs, their biggest fear is, oh my gosh, I've never done sales before. I don't know anything about selling. And guess what? When you start your business, you're going to be a sales rep and you're going to be a sales manager, even if the only person you have to manage is you.
You know, I think a lot of people would be surprised to learn that there are quite a few entrepreneurs. See, myself, by the time I became a full-fledged entrepreneur back in 89, a permanent full-fledged entrepreneur, I already had a 25-year career in sales. So at that time, it seemed preposterous to me that anybody would start a business without knowing how to sell. But you and I both know that people do it all the time.
Yeah, and that's actually the rule rather than the exception, that people have never done sales before.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times, they're completely panicked. Oh, my gosh. What do? I don't have training. I don't have experience doing presentations. And what I tell people is this. Look, the very best salespeople that you've known as a customer, were they the slick people who always knew the right thing to say? No. They were the people who knew their business, wanted to understand your business, and come up with something that is right for you at a fair price.
Mm-hmm.
And
fair meaning good for both parties.
Good for both parties, because you're going to make a profit, and they're getting something that is going to allow them to solve some sort of business problem they have, or maybe they're going to resell or whatnot. But your job is to sell them the right thing, and that doesn't necessarily mean the cheapest thing. And many times, good sales reps will sit there and someone goes in and says, I'd like to spend, you know, $500 on a computer, and it's your job to say, you know, the kind of computer you could get for $500 wouldn't be right for your business, and I wouldn't be doing you any favors by selling you that computer, because you're not going to be happy. the one that's best for you, it costs $1,200, which I know is more, but let me explain why. And then people sit there and say, okay, you've explained to me. I understand this. You know your business. You're passionate about your business. All the other sales techniques, you know, would you like to buy this on Thursday or would Saturday be better? Never saying the cost. It's always an investment. And I kept having people say, now, how much would you like to invest in this steak? Well, I don't want to invest in a steak. I just want to eat the steak. And so people get really panicked, and it's just it's not that difficult. Just be yourself.
Do you? But you brought up the fundamentals. So you opened this door, Tom, and me being an old sales guy and an old sales trainer, I have to say that you know the techniques, the fundamentals of selling, should not put off people who have never sold before, because they actually are valuable ways of helping customers come to a decision.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But there's only a few of them.
Yeah.
And so, for instance, when you first meet a customer, what you want to do is ask them a lot of questions that they can't answer yes or no.
Yeah, we call those non-directed probes.
Correct. And then that way you can learn about your customers. Now,
let's give an example quickly, Tom. So Tom, are you going to buy one of these today? Yes or no, right?
Right, exactly.
Or another way to say this would be, Tom, how often do you make this kind of a purchase?
Exactly.
That's a non-directed probe. So that's
right.
You always begin with one of the interrogatives: who, what, when, where, how, and why.
Yeah, and you want to get people talking because, again, your goal is to learn as much as you possibly can.
And for people who have never sold, if I could tell them one tip to start with to get sales today, that would be the one. What you just said would be the one I would give them first.
Sure, and then what you also want to do is ask people what their budget is. I mean, if you're selling servers that cost $15,000-$20,000, and that's what you do because you're selling to corporations, and a small business owner comes into you who just needs to have a $1,000 computer be the server,
right?
You're not going to be talking the same language. So don't spend time trying to sell somebody on a $15,000 server for a Fortune 500.
But you'd be amazed how much of the question, the answer to the budget question, will come out if you just ask them about what's on their mind.
Right.
And let them talk. Well said, Tom. Hang on to that thought. Tom Anastasi, Dr. Tom Anastasi, and I will be right back. His book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. Tom, give us your website, please.
Sure. TomAnastasi.com. And you can get The Successful Entrepreneur also at the Amazon.com or Glenbridge.com,
right,
our publisher.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.